As we continue to give God thanks for all that He has done for us, all that He is doing, and all that He will do, it is good to be able to come and to worship our God in spirit and in truth. This is a new year. There are so many that have made promises, knowing good and well that they were not going to keep them. In your song books, hymn 642, I am resolved. I want to try to encourage each one of us on this morning to look at our lives and to do what is right before God. If we would have kept whatever we resolved 10 years ago, would we be in the predicament that we're in right now? Think about that just for a moment. Some of us were still making New Year's resolutions. And most of us have already failed. Sad, isn't it? For you to say that you're going to do something and not do it, it is sad. I want to read something for you in reference to these resolutions that people make. I'm going to give you five of them, and I know I've done this in the past, but I want you to just think about them just for a moment and think about how many of us have said these very same words on this year. Actually, you make that on last year in reference to this year. I'm going to exercise more. You know, if some of you, well, I'm sorry. If some of us would just get up off the couch, that's more exercise than we have done already. The gyms right now are packed. You can't get in to get a machine, at least for these first few weeks of this year. After that, it's all yours. All you got to do is ride down here, look at the Y. They got those big glass windows. You can see everybody that's not in there. I'm going to eat healthier. What does that really mean, eat healthier? You know, I'm going to quit eating this, I'm going to quit eating that, or I'm going to eat more of this, and I'm going to eat more of that. Anita was telling someone earlier, I'm just plain old Nella. I just like plain things, you know. Don't give me nothing fancy. Don't try to push any new foods on me. Eat healthier, though. That's something that we have resolved to do this year. We're going to eat healthier. I've told you in times past, it's been about 4 years now. I go to the doctor from time to time, and the doctor, you know, I finish my examination up, and before I leave, he say, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Eating healthy is not one of those things. I just want you to know that right now. So I'm not going to resolve to eat healthier. I'm just going to continue to eat. Lose weight. You know what causes people to lose weight? It's not the diets. It's what they're going through in this life. Because we've tried this diet and that diet and it just don't work. And then all of a sudden we just get stressed out and we quit the diet, but yet we begin to lose weight in other things. But that's something that somebody has resolved to do this year, is to lose weight. That's okay. If you think that you can you know, get rid of a couple of pounds, by all means, you do that. You do it. Brother, you know, whenever you make that statement about what we have in our pockets, always fill in mind. Oh, that's some lint fell out just then. Only one or two people seen. I'm going to pick it up. Save money. That's something that we resolve to do, is to save money. Got to have it to save it, right? But we resolve to save money. And then we say we're going to spend more time with family and friends. Until the job asks you to work a little bit overtime, and that's gone out the window because you want to save that money. You know, we have to think about these things and give these things some serious thought. But this song here, I Am Resolved, we're not going to sing it. We're just going to read these verses real quick here. Verse 1, I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. Verse 2, I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one. He is the just one. He had the words of life. Verse 3, I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true, each day. Heed what He saith, do what He willeth. He is the living way. Verse 4, I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. And verse 5, I am resolved. Who will go with me? Come, friends, without delay. Taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. Now, all of those resolutions that you have made, throw them out the window. Go ahead right now and say, I could not keep them. But resolve to do what is right before God. And stick with that day in and day out, regardless of what anybody else is doing. You do what's right. You make up in your minds to live for God and to always put Him first. A solution to your resolution. That's what we need, right? We need a solution to our resolution, to the things that we say we're going to do and we don't do those things. We need a way out. God has given it to us. A resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. That definition is just perfect. A firm decision to do or not to do something. So if you make a resolution, that's a good thing, is it not? Because it's a firm decision. If you're firm with something, you know what that really means? That you're going to stick with it. I would venture to say that definition needs to be changed. It needs to be changed because people that make resolutions are wishy-washy. They're wishy-washy. They're not firm on what they say they're going to do. They're just saying it because it sounds good. It makes them feel good. And then you can look at them and you can say, hey, I thought you said you was going to do this or you're going to do that. It doesn't make them look good because they do not keep those resolutions. Solution. A means of solving a problem or dealing with a difficult situation. That's what some of our resolutions are. They're difficult situations. I'm struggling with this. I know what I need to do. I know what I want to do. But I'm struggling with making a resolution to do those things. So therefore, I need a solution. I need a solution. The solution has already been given. If you would only do again what is right in the eyes of God, everything else will fall into place. If you work out more, so be it. If you lose weight, great. If you spend more time with family and friends, that is just fantastic. If you save a little money, that's good. That's good. You know what you can do, and it won't cost you anything. Put God first. Put Him first. And all those things will fall into line. They'll be right there for you. I missed out on that eat healthier thing, didn't I? That's because a lot of y'all just can't wait to get out so you can go eat whatever you please. And God gives us that right. Amen. To eat whatever we please. Whatever the doctors say, it doesn't matter. We're still going to eat what we want to eat and how much of it we want to eat. Right. You're just throwing away your money. Why are you going to the doctor? You're not listening to him. And then you could probably say the same, why are you here? You're not listening to anything I'm saying. All you hear is blah, 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 blah. I'm going to make whatever resolution I want to make, and when I want to break it, I'm going to break it. That's your right. God has given us that right. But He's also told us what He desires for us to do, and if we would do those things, we'd be okay. Going again to the book of Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. I'm not mad at you for making a resolution. If that's what you want to do, do it. Proverbs chapter 3. We'll start with verse 1. Proverbs 3, 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. It will add to you. You know what that reminds me of? That commandment, and not just that commandment, but what Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Children, obey your parents. Not verse 4, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is right. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, so that you may live long on the earth. Here Solomon has said, my son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For a length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. Okay? Just because you're exercising more, just because you're eating healthier, doesn't mean that you're going to live a long life. There are people dying every day. Babies, infants, toddlers, children, teenagers, young adults, middle-aged people, old people. People are dying every day. And the sad part about this is those that are accountable are dying without God. And I made a resolution. What's the solution? Continue there in verse 3. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. You want to know the Word of God? You want to be able to keep the Word of God? Study it. Allow it to be imprinted in your minds, in your heart. Be ready to give an answer for the things that you say. God will be with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. As many of us have left Him, have forsaken Him, He will not. I am resolved no longer to linger. See, we need to look at His Word and we need to do the things that are right, the things that are pleasing before Him. In the book of James, chapter 1. James chapter 1, going back to Proverbs 3:5, we need to trust in God. Trust in God. But James chapter 1, verse 2. James chapter 1, verse 2. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials or of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Now that's sort of hard, isn't it? To count it joy when we're up against a trial, when things are not going right in my life, that you're telling me that I need to count it all joy. Yes, count it all joy. No matter what your troubles are, no matter what you're going through on this day, count it all joy because it could be worse. Could be worse. He says, and let steadfastness there in verse 4 have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Lacking in nothing. Verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. So stop doing what you're doing. And focus on the Word of God. And realize again that God is waiting to give us the desires of our hearts. But there are going to be trials and tribulations. There are going to be ups and there are going to be downs. There are going to be days that are full of light and there are going to be days that are full of darkness. But let us hold on and let us do what is right, because there is a solution to whatever we're going through in this life. To the resolutions that we make and we break those things. There is a solution, and God is the answer. He's the way out. You know, we always want to look at how can I get out of the trouble that I've gotten myself into. It is all my fault. I tell you, when you're going through some things in life and you're ready to blame someone else, you just take out your phone and put that camera thing on and make sure that it's facing you and not outward. You know, they always say when you point a finger, there's four pointing back at you. Make sure that you see your face in that camera, in that phone. And know that when you're going through something in this life, it is your fault because you did not do what you were supposed to do. The trials that we go through in life, it is not because of God. It's because of us. Yes, we go through those things, and God let us go through those things. He's not going to change anything for us until we put our trust in Him. And you still may be in a storm, but continue to trust in Him. Psalm 119, 105. Psalm 119, 105. His Word is what we need. His direction is what we should be looking for, what we should be seeking. Psalm 119, 105. Your Word is a lamp to my feet. To my feet now. And a light to my path. You know what this does for us? If you have the Word as a lamp to your feet, you're looking at where you're going, to where you're placing your foot, but that light in the path, it is bright for you to follow. He doesn't want us to stumble. He doesn't want us to take the wrong direction, to go in a way in which He has not directed us. But listen to His word and allow His word to keep us, to lead us, to direct us. Let His word do that on this day. On this day. Who should we put first? Should it be family? Again, that resolution. I'm going to spend more time with my family and with my friends. Who should we spend more time with? God. He's looking for us. He's waiting on us. So let's put Him first. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The Bible is clear. You're lacking something? Why? You're missing out on something? Why? Maybe it's because you have not done what God wanted you to do. Matthew 6, 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient now for the day is its own trouble. I'm going to do this tomorrow. What you doing today? You need to worry about, and not so much worry about, but you need to take note of what's going on today. We may not wake up and see tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. We don't have to worry about yesterday. Be concerned about yesterday. Today is all we have. That phone call. She's gone. He's gone. Oh, I was going to see them on tomorrow. Thought about them yesterday, but I was going to see them tomorrow. Today, they're gone. You see, there is a solution to whatever you're going through in this world. Whatever you have encountered, there is a solution. And God is the answer. He's the answer. You know, I hear people say, I have a problem. And I tell individuals, you know, I like to say, I don't have a problem. I have a situation. It sounds a little bit better than a problem. It's a situation. You know, some problems you can't work your way out of, but situations you can get around situations, and you can come through situations, but problems will be there. And we need these problems for real. No doubt we need them in our lives in order for us to depend more on God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Today is the eighth day of the new year. There are some that started on January the 1st with a yearly Bible reading, and I've already given up. Already given up. You know, those plans are out there, and they want you to follow those plans, and a lot of us have already failed. We don't read our Bibles the way we should read them. We don't study them the way we need to study them. And you know what that leads to? Not growing the way we need to grow. Spiritual. That's what we're looking at. We're, you know, I'm looking out, and the number, it's great. I have no idea how many people here. You want to preach a count? I say it's 100, but I'm lying. I'm going to let you know right now it's not 100 people here. That would be great, wouldn't it? But it's not about the number. It's about how you're growing. How are you standing in the presence of God? In the book of Ecclesiastes, the chapter is 8. Ecclesiastes, the chapter is 8, and the verse is 1. Ecclesiastes 8 and the verse is 1. Who is like the wise? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the hardness of his face is changed. See, when you get a situation figured out, the light comes on, and you realize what you need to do. You're trying to put together a puzzle. And, you know, they come up with these thousands of pieces to these puzzles, and somebody is putting that puzzle together and they're missing one piece. And you know how we like to play tricks on people. And we're like, I have no idea where it is. You know, and you're trying to help them look for it. And you have taken that piece, and you have put that piece aside somewhere. And then one day you get that piece and you say, here it is right here. Here's the final piece to your puzzle. Our lives, it's a puzzle. And the final piece is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our lives are incomplete without Him. We're empty without Him. We're naked before Him. If you're missing something, ask yourself why you're missing it. If things are not happening the way you expect them to happen or you want them to happen, ask yourself why. The outcome can change. But in order for the outcome to change, we need to change. You know, we talk about there needs to be a change. We need to be the change for the better and not for the worse. Put God first. Do the things that are right before Him. Live for Him on this day. Keep His word. Keep living for Him. Keep applying His word to your lives and allow His word to lead you, lead us in the right direction. And we go back and we find there in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, one more verse there that we need to read and we need to take note of. Proverbs chapter 3, we find these words here because it's important to know that God's word will not change. I don't care how, you know, we want it to change, it will not change. We need to conform to His word. It says, in all your ways, in verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. That's what God would do for us. We're allowing His word to lead us, and He said He will make straight our paths. The shortest distance from point A to point B is not those curves in the road where this farmer would not sell his land in order for that road to be straight. It's not those curves. It's that straight line. So I said, he made a beeline to the kitchen. He didn't take no detours. Y'all all played, some of y'all have played Monopoly before. It says, go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Been a while since I played it. I'm planning on playing it tonight, matter of fact. I done said it, now it's done, Dante. A beeline. What will God do? In all your ways, acknowledge Him. What does that mean, in all our ways? In what we eat, in what we drink, in what we do. Acknowledge Him. Amen. Whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. You're going to make a resolution, make sure God is included in it. Amen. We make plans. It's okay. But make sure God is included in those plans, because everything that man planned to do, God has something different for us. So we need to include Him. He don't want to be left out. And He will make straight your paths. He will make straight your paths. You want to get to heaven? Do what's right before God. Amen. You're here today and you're not one of His children. Become one. Come forth and make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Put Him on through the watery grave of baptism. Remember, you're nothing without Him. Amen. But you can do everything with Him. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Amen. If you're here and you want to become one of His children, make that decision today. And maybe you're here and you're straight away. Come back to Him today. I'm resolved no longer to linger. Come back to Him today. Do what is right. As we stand and sing the invitation hymn, we ask you to please come.